How you doing there, sir? You stopping here? You trucking on through to what I call Pencil Highway?
I'm good.
They got some Lysol wipes in the pencil section. Not that you're dirty.
I'm kind of shopping around, but you've got a pretty nice selection here.
Check it out. I just want to let you know today, even though you told me I shouldn't talk to you, I'm going to ignore that. All the chairs are compatible for sitting, not standing. So we don't have any standing chairs today. Let me know if you need anything. And again, my name is Dave, and I know you said that you were just looking, but I just want to get this in because I'm inconsiderate. So I'm going to be over here by these by these gaming chairs, but that doesn't mean I can't bring it into the office. Right? Just check out that. What are you looking at there? The swivel one?
Yeah, well, so is this swivel chair, does it swivel both ways?
So you do want to talk to me. I'm just kidding. You said you didn't, now you do, now we're friends. What's the deal?
You've intrigued me now because this is a great swivel
chair.
I'm
a good salesman, and maybe if you had shut the fuck up from the beginning, you would have heard this. So what's your question?
So this swivel chair right here, does it swivel in both directions? Does it have the full 360 swivel? Is there any...
You're looking at there is that's a Thomson chair. And the Thomson, they've really done some great work in the last year. You know, people say to me, I've had a Thomson, it doesn't work. What it does is it took their original model, which involved spinning a chair around on a swivel, and it's the same model. And so now, as opposed to before, where you could turn in one direction and then by pushing off with your feet, turn in the other, it still does that, but it's different. Yeah.
Okay. Does Thomson, do they have this chair, but in a gaming chair? Because I never like to feel like I'm fully at work. If I have a gaming chair at work, I feel like there's a certain degree of me that's relaxed. So I like that kind of vibe. Does Thomson have that chair?
I can't tell you how many times a day people come in and asking for this chair in a gaming chair. It's just, you know, no. But let me show you what I tell those people. So come with me. Walk over here with me. This is the Keurig chair. You have to change the top every single day. And so it comes with this, which is good for 12 hours, which is like a work day and a half. And then you change it out. You throw the top out. No ground. You're not messing with any grounds like those old chairs. And then the top changes. And so it'll come with 9. So that'll last you about 2 weeks.
So what's a common pack size for the tops? And do they vary? Like, is it like multicolored? Can I get them custom made? Like, I like having chairs with my own face on it or chairs with my dog because I have a dog I really like and I like promoting that dog through my chair.
You know, for me, I worked at a company before I was here this year, and us talking about our dogs was a big part of our own personal brand and our mission. It's like, we have dogs, we own dogs, we know about dogs. And so for me, I totally get what you're saying. No, is the answer. They only come in this color. That's for your safety, though. If you were to use a different company's top to this, which some people do, it won't last. You mean you're going to get maybe 4 years out of a Keurig chair. How long did your last chair last you, out of curiosity?
12 years.
No. 12 years. Now, I would say you have to go to the doctor because you really shouldn't be. Of course, you should not be using a let me ask you a question. You're leaning close?
Yeah, I'm in super close.
Get really close to me, because I'm going to ask you a question. Can I put my hands on your waist?
Sure, you smell a little garlicky.
Yeah, you noticed. I put that on just for you. Remember when we walked over to the chairs? Splashed a little bit of garlic powder on me. I'm dusty, too.
It's working.
Did you ever get your prostate checked?
Usually every Tuesday. I'm real nervous. So
that's because of the chair.
What happens is
if you sit on a chair too long, it causes paranoia in the prostate. We call it scary butt. And your butt is afraid of everything.
My butt has been very scared recently. I've noticed it.
It's beautiful butt.
It quivers and it tightens up at pretty much the sight of anything.
Sailors used to call it the shaky butt. And they would always say, "Oh, avast!" Not that doesn't have anything to do with the butt, but sailors do say are vast. That's the number one.
They do. I was by the marina the other day, and my butt was pretty clenched, but I did hear a bunch
now,
of sailors
say. Sir, let me ask you a question. You want it? You want a chair today? We have warranties on these chairs. If the chair ever breaks, we give you a less amount of money and make you go get another chair. Is that something you're interested in?
Not particularly, especially because I'm so.
But can I keep telling you about it incessantly?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So you pay us, and then we just give you like kind of a check sometimes, and then you have to go buy another chair anyway.
Well, how long is this warranty?
Well, we're not actually offering them right now. We just like to inundate people with this with this talking at it, talking at you.
Because I feel like, based off of what you just said, that like a warranty doesn't make much sense, because if it's not healthy to be in a chair for a certain amount of time, then like, why get a warranty? Because I know I'm getting rid of it. Effectively, I'd want to have the warranty if it like breaks.
Have you ever watched the Congressional Congress paintings from when they made the Constitution?
I usually have my dad transcribe them for me.
Some of them are in chairs, and all those people are dead. You should not be in a chair. This is for show, sir. And so insuring it... Do you watch Antiques Roadshow? You rode that show?
I mean, I've been waiting for
found
the
this painting in my Find this painting in my attic?
Yeah.
Painting in my attic. How much is it worth? Well, it's worth about $10. Oh, that's not that much. Shouldn't have come out here today. It's real hot. You watch that show?
Yes.
You watch that Antiques Roadshow where they come up, they go, what's this? Oh, this is my uncle's sculpture. Ah, this is by a famous guy, but you put some jelly on it, now it's worth nothing.
That was a good one. That was season 5. That's my favorite season.
That's the show I'm talking about.
Okay.
That's why you get insurance on the chairs. Not actually worth money, sir, but in case you break it, then it's worth money. So there's a lot of motivation to break your chair, which is what we're trying to do. Do you want a fucking chair? Is that the deal? What's going on?
Yeah, I think I might need 2 chairs.
Okay. What kind of company do you have? How do your chairs speak to you as a company?
We are a paint company. We do a lot of we sell people paint. We don't like having paint, and we try
paint
to
made
paint
out
to
of people?
People. Sometimes, yeah. There's been one brand that's been really taken off. It's a recycled paint, but it's really the people that are using the paint are the ones that get recycled, and we recycle them into the paint, so they have the feeling that like they're friends and that the community is literally in their walls.
I've heard it's a paint man. So anyway, the point is, you need a chair that represents you. Who are you as a chair? Right? Let's go. Let's take a walk, you and I. Are you this weird wooden swivelly chair?
No, not at all.
Okay, let's keep going. Are you these gray waiting chairs that you only see in waiting rooms at doctor's offices and never anywhere else? Is that you?
No.
Do you wonder where they come from?
Where?
I don't know. Nobody else has them.
Is it
you ever see them anywhere else? It probably is. You ever seen them anywhere else? What kind of chair are you? Are you a folding chair and maybe you should get on with your fucking life? Fold out a chair and calm the fuck down.
I'm more of an evil industrialist from a like superhero film kind of chair, like one of the.
Got it. Got it. Unfortunately, even though those are the chairs people want, we don't make those. All we make is bullshit racing car chairs that make you feel like a fucking child. So is that the one you want?
Well, how fast would the racing chair make me go?
It doesn't go fast. It's just are you serious? It's just a chair.
But
you're,
I mean,
just like everybody else.
Would it look like I'm going fast?
I guess in theory it would make you, yes, you will look super duper fast.
Do you have like a bundle deal on these chairs?
You get what I'm saying? These chairs are it looks like you have an orthopedic problem and you're a pole vaulter. This is the one I'm talking about. You want this just because I said it makes you look like you're going fast?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We got lots of them. This one's in red. This one's in pink because you're a jackass. You want this one? You want this pink and yellow chair right here?
Yeah.
So you can look like a fucking transformer? Little Pokemon transformer? These are two you want? All right, let me ring you up. I'll bring it to the front.
I always thought they should do a crossover. So yeah, it's really speaking to me.
Be so good.
Does it come with it? Do you have a chair hat? Like a racing hat for the chair?
Of course. Comes with all these accessories because that's the kind of douche you are. Yeah, sure. Sure. How many hats? You want everything? Everything is about a brand and merchandise. We can't just sell fucking chairs or shoes. It's got to be t-shirts and bullshit and all this other stuff. Sure, whatever you want. Make your chair a lifestyle.
Well, yeah, you don't know how much time this will save me. If I'm going this fast in my chair, I'll get so much work done.
As a side note, now that we close the episode out, do you know why Jigglypuff is an angry character in the anime?
No.
In Japan, women will often puff up their face to show that they are angry. It started as like a way to like not be like... Like, you know, this whole thing of, like, Japanese women being, like, supposed to be delicate and not, like, whatever, rough. Mm-hmm. So it started as a trend to, like, not make a weird face. But now it's, like, a face people make there to show they're upset. They puff up, women especially, puff up their face. And so Jigglypuff is an angry character because it's supposed to be like, oh, I'm puffing up my face because it's this Japanese expression.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I'd never thought about that.
Me neither. Anyway, this was Hack Thought Podcast.